teachers who are unfamiliar with autism, or maybe know just one child with autism, or maybe have learned about autism from news shows or TV, might be a bit wary or even frightened at the thought of the unknown. I think that's not uncommon and it's not unexpected. But I do think it's so important for teachers to realize a couple of things. One is that there are a lot of stereotypes about autism that don't apply to the whole range of children. And there are still many misconceptions that abound about what autism is and what it isn't. I think the most important thing probably is understanding that each child is so very different from every other child, and that once you understand the characteristics of autism that underlie some of the behaviors that you see, it's easier to figure out what to do about that and how to work with children when you understand what is causing the behaviors. I would encourage teachers to find out as much as they can about the child, including their strengths, not just the things that they have trouble doing, but the strengths that they might have that can be used productively to help them learn and possibly to help other children learn in the classroom as well. For example, they may have very good attention to detail. They may have specific areas of knowledge that are boundless. It's really important to build upon those strengths. Talk to the parents about what approaches they've found, what the child likes to do, what might be a good reward, what the child's language level is, how the child communicates. Do they use a picture system? Do they use nonverbal? Do they use words? Find out what other people who've worked with the child have done and what's been successful. And learn about autism. Learn about how the core areas of impairment affect the child's behavior so that you know how to just step right in. And when you see a behavior, it won't be a mystery to you. It will be, oh, that might be because it's too loud in here. Or the child might be acting this way because he just doesn't understand that it hurts other people when they're pinched. Or he may not have understood those directions because they were kind of long and wordy. Just to be able to think about the underlying characteristics of autism that may contribute to behaviors that may be challenging. It's so important for teachers to understand the unique characteristics of autism and how they affect learning. Children with autism may not be as interested in social reinforcement or praise for doing what's expected of them or completing coursework or staying on task. However, there are many other types of rewards that these children might enjoy. At the same time, children may not respond or seem to be complying, and it would be a mistake to attribute this to willfully being disobedient as opposed to really maybe not understanding what the expectations are, having difficulty understanding language, and also having difficulty expressing their needs in a productive, communicative way.